A fourth woman today raising allegations of sexual assault against the man at the centre of what's, well, it's more than a political scandal. It's a scandal of culture in our public life. She's the third woman to come forward after Brittany Higgins last week went public with allegations that she was raped in a Parliament House office in 2019. There have been promises of, well, a serious investigation of culture, potentially an independent review into the workplace that is our Parliament. These things have been done before in other organisations, prominently to name one, the National Rugby League, and at the helm of that some years back was Catherine Lumby. She's a professor at Sydney University and a consultant to organisations on changing workplace cultures around sexual harassment and cultural diversity. Now, we chatted a few minutes back, and I started by asking her about her involvement with the NRL and the cultural practices that sporting body had in place.
I mean, I'm no silver bullet on this stuff. No one is. But I was asked to come on board after, well, this is a long time ago, 15 years ago, after there were allegations of group sexual assault. And I was asked to, well, start by doing a research project into the culture and then designing education programs. And the good thing that the NRL's done is they've repeated the research. I've worked with them on that. And we refine and evaluate the education programs. Because, Jonathan, one of the problems is that many organisations have policies and protocols, you know, in a desk drawer or these days on an online database.
Yep.
And they're only pulled out when the building's on fire. And if, you know, you can have all the policies you want, but if you don't embed them in the DNA of the culture to drive change and to get people to buy into why things should be done differently, you won't get anywhere.
Is one of the problems that we have with our parliamentarians that those rules, that sort of cultural framework just doesn't exist?
Well, yes and no. I worked in the press gallery as a journalist. I was a journalist for 20 years before I became an academic as well as a cultural change consultant. And I know it's a hothouse. People work hard and play hard, and they do in many workplaces. A lot of us spend a lot of time at work. So the idea that, you know, there are lists of do's and don'ts that are black and white doesn't quite work. Most people, in my experience, want to do the right thing, including most men. The vast majority of men don't want to harm women or anyone else. One of the problems is getting people to firstly take on board the policies and why they're there, but more importantly, to find ways of talking about discomfort with difference or knowing where the boundaries are.
It does seem extraordinary that people working in the top of our politics would have issues in their mind about what constitutes consent.
Well, I think that tells us we have to start young. We're getting quite good at speaking to kids in early primary school about what does consent mean and what is bullying. I can lend you my toy truck, but you can't just take it. I should be able to grant permission to people to touch my body. Mm.
I wonder, given the nature of politics and given the nature of the way in which you have to work to become good at politics, and this perhaps is analogous with something like rugby league, professional sport, it favours the bullies, maybe it favours the people who are least responsive to the needs of other people. Maybe that's the kind of person that gets ahead in something like politics, especially if they're a male.
Yes and no. I mean, having worked in the press gallery, my experience actually of many of the men, journalists, staffers and politicians, was that they were far more intelligent and empathetic than that, and that a lot of people go into politics for the right reasons. Mm-hmm. And our Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and he and I would disagree on certain issues, but I applaud the fact that he's come out very clearly and said, this is alarming. We need to do something. I want an independent report or review. He's heading in the right direction with it. You know, there's a lot of distrust in politics and politicians. To bring democracy back to the centre, I think it's important to be less cynical and actually to be more to listen when people are saying they want to do the right thing.
And yet often getting a report done can be a way of sweeping issues under the rug, off into the weeds. The in our federal parliament. There was a report from the Australian Human Rights Commission which reported in March last year called Respect at Work, Sexual Harassment National Inquiry Report. It was a large evidence-based report across the Australian workplace. Its 50 or so recommendations have sat unattended by the federal parliament. I mean, is that a sense of, you know, the institutional reluctance to deal with this in Australian workplaces, least of all their own within Parliament House?
Well, again, I would say that I think, and I'm speaking in a bipartisan manner here, I think that when you work in Parliament House, there's a million things on your agenda, right? So I don't think we should automatically assume they wanted to sweep it under the carpet. Mm. But until it becomes a big public issue, it doesn't become an issue on people's radar. I mean, there are people for whom it already is an issue, but for most politicians, it's not the first go-to point. And I think that we're going through a reckoning, if you like, about our workplaces. I know as a young woman, I've written about this, that when I worked in the press gallery, I put up with unpleasant behaviour and unpleasant looks and things because I was ambitious as a journalist. And a lot of young women, and sometimes it's young men, find it very difficult to balance their desire to have the career they should have and they have a right to with the fact that there are senior colleagues who will take advantage of power over them. Mm. And we need to address that right across the board in workplaces, in universities, anywhere where this behaviour goes on. But it has to be, I think, a very open and honest conversation about why this happens and how to fix it and change it.
I mean, it's a big thing, isn't it? I mean, it's changing, as you point out, from possibly early ages, aspects of a certain kind of maleness.
Yeah, it is. And yet I also know, as a woman who's been an advocate and activist in this area, and sometimes, you know, you're seen as some kind of harridan for being like that. But I've been working in this area for a long time. And, I mean, I've always known that I want men to come on the journey. Without men coming on the journey, there's no point.
You've worked with a lot of organisations and businesses in this area. And a lot of those organisations and businesses have made great progress in this sort of sphere in recent years. Is, as I think Malcolm Turnbull suggested last week, is our Parliament sort of a workplace of another decade? is it lagging what is general across the board in Australian culture?
Well, it is in terms of representation of women and a whole range of other things like cultural diversity. I mean, a colleague of mine and, you know, former academic colleague and someone I consider a friend, Anne Ali, was the first Muslim woman elected to Parliament.
Yeah.
You know, how long did that take? And so, you know, there's a lot more room for diversity in representation of real of everyone who votes.
And everyone who votes and everyone who perhaps works in that sphere, apart from parliamentarians too, as we're discovering with issues with staff and the like.
The approach I would take always is one that is not about lecturing people or alienating them, but asking them to be honest and bringing them on a kind of journey and letting them be open about the prejudice or, you know, these things are things we all live with. I don't exempt myself from that. Yeah. I think it's about becoming conscious of unconscious bias and entitlement. I think that becoming conscious of whatever privilege you bring into an equation of the workplace is what we all need to reflect on.
Catherine Lumby, thanks for your time.
What a pleasure.
Catherine Lumby, she's a professor at Sydney University. She consults widely on changing workplace culture.